pictured a skeleton still gripping the remote. Retreating to the beach, he pulled out his harmonica, played the 6 songs he'd memorized, then moved on to I've Been Working on the Railroad. It grew dark. He lay back, watched the stars emerge, greeted by name the constellations he knew, then took out a scrap of red cellophane. He'd begged it from a florist near the bus station in Mobile and now fitted it over his flashlight with a rubber band. His star book had said this would ease his eyes' adjustment between light and darkness, handy when studying a star map at night. It seemed to help. He worked the southern sky, glancing between his book and the heavens, and added Scorpius to his list, with its poised, potent, sickle-shaped tail and the red star Antares at its heart. He finally closed his book and just gazed. He glimpsed a falling star in the west, like a match scratched against the sky, then returned to his room and rationed out 3 chapters of 2 years before the mast before going to sleep. The children didn't appear the next day. The following day, 4 of them returned. He took a break, went swimming with them, and learned from a little boy that the ridged orange shells were called lion's paws, and that the birds diving into the water were terns. He didn't mind apprenticing himself to a 3rd grader. In gratitude, he let the boy drill holes in a long finger of plywood.
That was another scene showing how Brent's letting people get to know him again. Brent has always built his whirligigs alone. I don't think he wanted people around when he was doing something that made him think so much about Leah and his guilt. But now he seems to be enjoying the company and help of the little kids he's met. Maybe the marching band whirligig will help Brent the same way it helped Flacco. It made Flacco realize that it's natural to be part of a group, even if the people in the group don't always get along. Let's start up again at the bottom of page 99, where it says, he finished the whirligig that afternoon.
He finished the whirligig that afternoon. The only wind to test it with was provided by the lungs of his 4